one teaspoon, and
like a BB moment, which is like a beautiful black moment. Did we get any of those in this episode?
Black.
We have a chaotic vibe moment of the
chaotic vibe moment. And you're watching Black Vibe Reality.
Black Vibe Baddies.
And those who love us.
Hi, Ty. I am talking to Ty of Destination X, continuing our exit interviews. Ty, how are you doing today?
Girl, I mean, I'm hanging in here. Really tough watching yourself be like blindsided by not only your alliance, but what feels like the entire bus just being the only person who was wrong.
Oh.
But I'm good. I'm good. I'm still here.
Look, you had an amazing run. Everyone who I've talked to so far has basically said that you had good social connections. It seems like the social game was your strong suit in this.
Yes.
And then you decided to lie about Janae. Did you know at the time that was part of your undoing? You kind of had like a debrief after it was revealed you were the one who lost.
Did I realize it was a part of my undoing in my gameplay? Absolutely. Oh,
okay.
It was immediately apparent. After it came out my mouth, I was like, I just made his words come out. It was just a hard situation to be in because Shane and I weren't supposed to tell the castmates that we met them. And when I did meet her, my own personal reason, I wanted to work with her. So I didn't want nobody to know either. I just came up with this like plan that we weren't going to say anything. We were going to act like we didn't know each other. I was getting away with it for a while until Peter opened up his mouth. I was like, oh my gosh. Like, that was it. The rise and fall of Ty on one lie. That was the whole, that was my game.
Did you do any damage control after that or attempted to that we didn't see?
Absolutely. Yeah, so glad you asked that. So right after, you know, everything was like exposed, Allie was shocked. She was hurt. Not at me, but at Shane, because, you know, I was the one. You know, at Shane. And she just looked at me and she was like, Ty, like, tell me it's not true. Like, please, like, did Shane lie to me? Like, he's been lying to me. And I was like, I said, look, I've been lying to you too. We weren't supposed to say anything. I'm so sorry, but don't be mad at him. It's going to be okay. So I did do damage control. I fessed up to Allie first. After that, I had conversations just one-on-one with different people. I think that my mistake is that I wasn't swift enough in my damage control. That night, I was very focused on Allie and just being there for her as a friend. She was very upset. I was comforting her. Janae was also just coming in. I was kind of showing her like around, you know, the bus and stuff, like, okay, so we sleep. This is where we do our makeup, whatever. I should have been worrying about my own self and my own social game. I should have been repairing my relationships right then and there. So looking back at myself, my own gameplay, that's when I lost my footing in the game because I just was not focused on the game anymore. The game is always afoot. The game is always happening. And that's really where I lost it. Yeah.
Got it. What was that falling out between Allie and Shane like? Was there much confrontation or was it more she was venting to you about the situation?
It was a falling out. You know, they were about to break up or something. You know, it was a lot going on. And even though I was not a fan of Allie and Shane together, that was bad for my alliance. That put me at the bottom of my alliance, which is why when I saw Janae, I was like, opportunity. Plus, you know, she was nice. She was bubbly. She was another black woman. I saw her and I was like, look, sis, I got you. I got an alliance. I'll protect you. I'll keep you in the game. We just can't act like we know each other because they're going to see you as a target and especially me and you together with that bus, that group. Oh, no. You know, I just. But yeah.
Okay.
That's about that.
Did you know who Janae was? I don't know if like. I guess the season already would have been done for her Love Island season by the time she got on that bus. So,
Yes, so I did not know who Janae was. That summer, I was working as a new hire flight attendant. I was on reserve, meaning I didn't have control over my schedule. And I didn't watch a live stream program all summer. I was preparing for the show, and I was really busy preparing for Destination X. I was studying, I was downloading the European versions and translating it. I was doing escape rooms. I'm doing whitewater rafting. I'm trying new things I haven't done before. I'm making flashcards on my jump seat. I was obsessed with trying to win this show. I did not watch Love Island, so I did not recognize her. When she walked up, she was just pretty, gorgeous. She had that middle part, that bust down. I was like, oh, snap. I thought she was a model. I thought she was somebody who worked with the show that was just handing me a clue. Then I was informed she was coming in, and I said, oh, that changes things, but I'm actually not worried about it because I can work with this. I can work with this. Come on, sis. Come on, sis. And in the moment when I lied, I was actually extremely grateful that she did not bust me out, because she could have easily been like, oh no, Ty's a sinking ship. Ty, we did meet. I don't know why you acting like we didn't, but she didn't do that. She played along, So.
Yeah, that's not Janae's style. Huge fan of her over here. Now, people did have a reaction to the teaser of Janae and Peter getting on that bus. Allie asked, "Did people like you on your season?" And you had the face like, "Oh my gosh, what was going through your head and the reaction to that teaser?"
So what was going through my head is that I didn't think the question was that bad, but the way she said it sounded kind of rude. And I thought that was gonna start a problem. So that's why I reacted. It was just like a, oh shit, like why did she say that? I was like,
It's the question we would all think, but we wouldn't think to like actually ask.
And maybe not like that, because she was like, did people actually like you, or yours? Did people like you? It was like, it just sounded bad. I think the spirit of the question is innocent though, because on Love Island, people vote for you to leave or stay. So whether or not you're liked, or I think it's kind of valid. The same as when Josh came on, he said he was on Big Brother. I whipped my head. I said, how long did you last? That's relevant. You're playing a social game where people have to vote each other out. How well did you do? So, like I said, the nature of the question, I didn't think it was that bad. We're also newbies, okay? She's done this before. We're asking about her experience. It was just the way she said in that tone. It just came off rude. And I was just kind of like, yikes.
In your last moments, you did turn to your alliance because you were betrayed. You find out why. And one of the things you said to Allie is about the whole girl's girl thing. I did talk to Rachel last week and brought it up. And I saw that you also commented about the girls trying to work together, but then there's just complicated connections going on. So, yeah, what did you want to speak about that of like balancing wanting to work with the girls and then what's best for your game?
So when you say working with the girls, what girls are you referring to exactly?
Right, because we saw Mac basically say to Rachel, "I want the girls to go to the end." I don't know if she had that kind of sentiment to you. And then I know Allie was basically saying that to you, and you guys were genuinely close and everything. But like you said, that showmance, it's like, who are you going to choose, your girl, your man, at the end of
Chose
it?
her man. So he smashed her base. She still chose her man. But I did want to see an all, I wanted to see all women at the end. Within the game, I was in an alliance with Allie as well as Biggie and Shane. However, when I had those conversations with Mac and Rachel, Shane bad for my game because Allie's supposed to be my girl. So I did want Shane out, at some point. I knew that was going to have to be very delicate because of Allie, and I didn't want to lose her. But the reality was, is that if you have a boyfriend, that don't work for an alliance, and that don't work for me, So I did want it to be women, at the end, which is why I really, really felt betrayed by Allie. I thought me and Allie were going to make it to the end. When Rick and Biggie gave me that fake clue, I went to Allie and I asked her to like run it by Shane. I was like, help me out, girl. They're lying to me, right? She just left, she just left me hanging. So that's why I was very disappointed in her, and I was upset. I was very upset in that moment that she chose Shane over me, and Shane had convinced her to distanced herself from me, and they were just running circles all around me. It was a lot. They really were, to isolate me away from the newbie. So I wanted to work with Rachel. When I met Janae, I wanted to work with Janae. I did not want to work with Mac because Mac was too good. I wanted Mac out. Okay. She was just too damn good. Love Mac as a person, not on that bus. I was like, she's gotta go. But ideally, Rachel staying in would have been great. If me and Janae could have hit it off, if that wasn't bad, that would have been great. And if Allie was focused on Destination X instead of focusing on Shane, that would have been good. So that would have been ideal for me.
Okay, let's talk about you're also good at the game. You said that it was like your third win, and sometimes when you become really good in that way, you become higher a threat. Were you ever worried about that? Because that could also be a deciding factor of like how many things has Shane won?
Well, Shane and I won together. We did win together.
Yes.
We did win together. I did feel like my threat level was rising. I felt like my threat level was particularly rising when it comes to Shane. Shane was threatened by how close Allie and I were. And I felt that becoming more of a problem. The fact that I had won those challenges back to back because of like the Janae thing, I really didn't think that it made me that much of a threat. Because it just made me an easy target. I was just a liar. You know, I felt like in that moment from there on out, I'm just the liar instead of the threat. So that's just at least how I felt in the moment.
Okay. You talked a lot about your prep. What would you say now looking back was actually the best thing to prepare you for Destination X?
Honestly, I would say watching the European versions just because that gave me some sort of blueprint as to what this game was going to be about. Going on to a brand new show is hard. That's very hard. I want to go on a show next that I already know how it works. Okay. Put me on Big Brother, put me on Survivor, put me on Traitors, put me on something that's already on TV. Okay. Or the Mole, anything. But that was hard. And especially just because of the construct and the design of this game, particularly where it's not straightforward. It's meant to confuse you. It's brand new. You really don't know what to look for. Like Jeffrey's clothing being clues, the Rolex. The man is rich. Of course, he have on Louboutins. Hello? That
was
was a clue? Wild. Really, that has been blowing my mind watching it back. I'm like, wow, missed that. Missed that. I thought the man just had good taste and good style.
I'm still mad at Jennifer Aniston and Angelina or like
Nobody
and
likes that one.
Geneva.
I know. Nobody likes that one. But I mean, it was that combined with the Lakers jersey, like Lake Geneva, and because it had Morgan on it, I was like, that's what made me think Lake Geneva was Lakers. I wasn't 100% sure on it, but then I had a conversation with Allie and she was like Geneva, and I was like, Geneva plus Lakers jersey, it's definitely Geneva. You know, I was like, now I feel good about it.
Okay. Well, it was so fun talking to you, Ty. And the perk of being the first on these shows is maybe you come back because now you're a veteran. So I
We'll be
am
back on the bus.
rooting for you and whatever you do next. I hope you have a good one.
Thank you. I love your channel too.
Oh, thank you.
Have a good
Bye.
one.